Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates actually to an objection which is generally made by non-believers on the Quran. And even believers, when they read certain verses of the Quran, they think that this is a matter of objection, a matter of valid objection. And that actually relates to certain promises made by the Quran vis-a-vis the believers. And there are some verses in the Quran which say that it is incumbent upon the Almighty to help the believers. And I'll just read out these verses to you, and then we'll discuss how this becomes a source of an objection. One of the verses reads, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, which means it is incumbent upon us to help the believers. And another verse, which is actually a verse of Surah Mu'min, it reads, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَكُومُ الْأَشْحَادِ. We will surely help our rasuls, our messengers, and the believers, both in this world and on the day when witnesses rise to testify. So both these verses actually tell us that it is incumbent upon the Almighty to help the believers in this world. Now, the objection, of course, which arises is that if we look at the world today, and at least the last 300 or 400 years, and maybe even more, we find that believers are not at all being helped by the Quran, by the Almighty. We see that they are in the lowest pit of decadence. They are not some people who can be actually looked upon as people who have been helped by God. We find that the help of God is not coming to them. They are not people who are leading the world today. In the comity of nations, we find actually other nations being helped by God more and much more than Muslims themselves. So the question arises that is this promise of God which he has made in the Quran, is this actually true, or how is it true when it is not happening, when it is not coming about? Now again, if we analyze all these verses and of course other verses of similar intent, we'll come to realize that again these verses have a specific context and they cannot be extended to all believers. And to understand that particular context, we need to again have a look and have an understanding of a special law of the Almighty, which I have been alluding to in my talks and which is mentioned at many places in the Quran. And that law is that the messengers of God, whenever they are sent, they are meant to prevail over their people. And not only they are meant to prevail over their people, but all those who profess faith in these messengers, their immediate addressees, their foremost addressees, they too are meant to prevail. And in this manner, the Almighty helps them in prevailing over the rest. So this actually needs to be understood, that this is one of the laws of the Almighty, which is mentioned at various places in the Quran, that the messengers of God, they shall always prevail. And similarly, those who shall profess faith in them, their immediate addressees, they shall also prevail and in this manner be helped by the Almighty. Now, these verses mention nothing but this law. They actually allude to this particular law. And thus, for example, when it is said, "Kana haqqan alayna nasrul mu'mineen," that it is incumbent upon to help the believers, it does not refer to all types of believers for all times to come. It actually refers to the believers who became believers as the followers of the respective messengers. Thus, for example, all believers who became believers by following the respective messengers in their own lifetime, they are the addressees of such promises. So this promise does not relate to all types of believers. It relates to only those believers who are the direct and foremost addressees of the messengers of God. And since the Almighty has promised such messengers and their followers that he shall have them prevail over their enemies and he shall specially help them in this dominance, so this is what these verses mention. So we need to understand that such verses of the Quran must not be understood out of their context, out of their whole, the way they have been presented. All these verses are specific in their connotation. They specifically relate to the followers of the messengers of God in their own lifetime, to the immediate addressees of the followers of the messengers of God who had professed faith in them and thereby they had become believers. So this is something which should remain in consideration at all times. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.